recording going here. Yeah. So we hooked up with David Alexander over there and started talking with him, and he actually became one of my mentors out in...
Hey, John, can we mute out the people back here?
Yeah, let me do that. Hang on a second.
Hey, before you do that, might want to see where... we have a few people say hello. Anybody out there heard of me before?
We got some people on the webcast, too.
Oh, are they? Okay.
And they can't do anything there. Yeah.
I got you. Okay, well, that's all right. Well, go ahead. Then just let's mute it out and let's go. Let's go on.
Just a second. There we go. You still
there
on, Dave?
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is definitely clear. Had a little trouble with that the other day, but it's great. So, let me just go ahead and jump back into here. This is John Brooks, National Club of Real Estate Investors, and you're on a call with David Alexander. David runs banditsigns.com. Has one of his many activities, but he's also just an awesome investor and has done a lot of investing and has become one of my mentors and some other people I know, because he's got some great techniques. And when I started really rock and rolling in Texas, it was because I hooked up with Dave, and he showed me how to use bandit signs and really got us moving over to doing subject twos. And so we were able to take our business from doing, two, three houses a month up to 10, 12, 15 houses a month using Dave's technique. So I've definitely greatly benefited from what he's doing. And so he agreed to come on the call and kind of share his techniques with us. So welcome, Dave.
Well, how you doing, John? I'm glad to be here tonight. So we're doing this kind of question-answer style, or just kind of what are we going to do tonight?
Yeah, I think a little Q&A here, but feel free to freelance and segue into your own thing there, because you got such great material that I just love to hear it, and it's always really good. But why don't you give us a little bit about your background first?
All right. For those of you who know, I'm David Alexander, and I own banditsigns.com as well as davidalexander.com. And there's a website out there called wefinancehouses.com. Where it's free for investors to put ads out on it if you want to. I built it years ago for myself, and then I just let investors across the country use it. And then I've got a whole bunch of other businesses on the shelf here and there, that are aside from my stuff. And what we have are and of course John's got banditsignsecretsouthere.com, that's what we're going to discuss today. Some of the signs and things to use and all that kind of stuff. But I've been investing for about 11 years. Before that, I was, I was dead broke. I mean, I was a waiter bartender, so I got no special skills or anything. And just sort of built up from there. And I can't complain about my life today. I get to do things that most people just talk about. One of my passions is going to Vegas, and I went to Vegas about once a month, every month last year, a couple times twice a month. But before, I'd never been to Vegas in my life before I got into real estate investing. And so, and then with the Bandit Sign Company, we actually get to talk to investors and businesses nationwide, and we've helped thousands of them build their marketing. And not only, we're not just a Bandit Sign Company, we actually do other things in bandit signs, but we really adhere to trying to teach you as an individual about marketing your business. And that's our website. It's actually going through a lot of changes. There's a lot of free informational products on there, and there will be a whole lot more. We're fixing to add probably about 20 videos on helping you market your company in the next few weeks. So there'll be all sorts of things happening.
And I'd have to add that you're not just bandit signs. You know an incredible amount about marketing and driving traffic, and you picked up on bandit signs as being one of the better techniques. But you've got a lot of background there that I've really benefited from.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually how I got Bandit Sign started, believe it or not. When I was, what really all started was way back when I had a little postal, and I don't even know if you know this, but I had a little postal mail shipping company up in Plano, Texas. And I was competing with, back then, what was the giant of that industry. It was the mailboxes, et cetera. There was one of those right across the, yeah, it was right across the street from me. And I was across the street from it, but I was buried in the back of this shopping center. And I just bought this company, and it was Christmas time. It was our busiest time, and we were doing like $4,000 a day, which for those mailbox shipping places, they do most the bulk of their business in November and December for the whole year. And I was doing like $4,000 a day, and all of a sudden I was just like, this can't happen. This, you know, I got to do something. So I turned around and I found a local sign company, and this was before I even knew what a bandit sign was. And I got a local sign company, and I ordered some signs, and I put them out all in front of that shopping center. And then a few days later, I had so much traffic. I mean, all of a sudden, my sales went through the roof, and I was doing $24,000 to $30,000 a day.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's wrong. I was doing $12,000 a day just over the next a few days. And sadly, I didn't figure this out till like, it was like about the, oh gosh, 4th or 5th of December of that month. And I started doing it, but I started having, like I said, $12,000 days, just one right after another, for almost about another week or so, until it was too late for people to ship things and get things there on time.
Yeah.
But it made me realize that signs matter. Well, then a few years later, I started looking back at my real estate investing business and wondered, how come I didn't try that with that? So a buddy of mine needed a job, and I put him in business. I said, I'll tell you what, if you'll print my signs for me in your garage, I'll sell enough of them to other investor friends of mine, and it'll pay for my marketing. So we started out of his garage, literally. He was printing signs for me, and I was paying him, and he was making a little money because he didn't have a job. He was happy. Mm-hmm. I was happy. It paid for my marketing, and all of a sudden, Bandit Signs grew to what it is today, which is about 17 employees and revenues of close to $2 million a year. So,
wow, I didn't realize you had that many people up there now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I always go to the front office, and I just see one or two people.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, one of the things, actually, it's kind of a little off topic, but one of the things I found amazing was how quick your turnaround was, because we'd order them, we'd be in a desperate hurry, and 48 hours later we had signs.
Yeah.
I always thought it was awesome. So you really got into Bandit Signs kind of backwards into it. And so how did you find them working in real estate? You started that a number of years ago, and what did you first start doing then, and what are you doing today to really drive traffic? Because you're still active real estate investor, right? You're still
Very much active, very much active.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm active a little bit different than I was back then, but back then – I was like heavy into it, and so I did most everything. Nowadays, I've got a systemized business to where it sort of runs itself. But back then, I mean, what I did is I typically put out 100 bandit signs a weekend, every weekend, no matter what. And because of that, I was buying, we were doing anywhere from 6 to 8 deals a month. Spurts a little higher than that, but, you know, we there was some picking and choosing, and we let some deals go or whatever, but certainly 6 to 8 deals on most months, and on a bad month might do 4.
Mm-hmm. Now these are all subject twos you're doing at that time, right?
They were all subject twos pretty much. I mean, we did some cash deals, but mostly it was subject twos. And but it was just from putting out 100 bandit signs a week. I mean, that was what we did.
Yeah.
No matter what, you know, we made sure that those 100 signs went out on Friday nights and got out there so we could start getting the calls.
And how many signs are you putting out these days?
These days, it's actually, believe it or not, I put out a whole lot less. We put out anywhere from, but I'm working in a much smaller area.
Yeah.
Back then, I worked all over Dallas, and nowadays I work in just my little area, the little Red Oak Waxahachie area. And I just try to keep out anywhere from, 25 to 35 a week, and then they go around and kind of make sure they're still out.
Mm-hmm.
And I use them. There's two different types of signs I use depending on what's going on. If I won't call immediately, I mean just like wham, bam, fast, Then we use the big 18 by 24 signs. We
right.
put them on wood stakes. And on the website, there's a thing called Insider Secrets to Bandit Signs that you can download that'll tell you everything. We used to sell that for $30 a pop. And just about 3 weeks ago, we made the decision that we were going to give it away for free. So
oh,
that's
great.
Up there as a download. Yeah. And then with but what I actually do, and so your listeners know what I do, is I actually use a smaller sign now. I use a little sign. It's 8 by 18 inches. So it's a very, very small sign.
Wow.
And I put it on a metal stake.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it single-sided with a wood stake, a smaller stake, or put it single-sided or double-sided with a metal stake. And I put those out everywhere. But the thing I found about these is they last a whole lot longer. They don't get pulled up as fast. My shelf life on these is usually about anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks long.
Okay. So the big signs, because I put, when I was doing it, we were putting out about 400 a week. Because
yeah,
we were all
over
Dallas-Fort Worth. So we were really doing some volume there. And we put out the big signs, and very rarely would we have a sign out for, you know, much more than a week. Most of them were 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, so, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and we drove a lot of calls off of that, but you're finding 2 to 4 weeks, that's really good.
Yeah.
Now, I would assume
yeah.
you're probably, your call volume's a little lighter initially.
Much lighter.
But,
much
lighter. You know, it's a lower dollar cost item, I would assume, and so you're pulling them in over a longer time frame too.
Yeah, we're pulling them in over a longer time frame, and you got to remember, my business is it's sort of scaled down now. I mean, if I do 3 deals a month, you know, we do 3 to 5 deals a month, but if I do 3 deals a month, I'm a real happy guy.
Yeah.
Because that's what my people can handle and get it done, and I don't have to be involved that way, and so that's what they do.
But you're pretty much hands-off in the way you do things still, right?
I'm pretty much hands-off, yep.
That was one of the amazing things. That you had a business that you essentially had a fairly low-paid administrative staff person handling everything. I mean, not just putting out bandit signs, but handling the buying and the selling for you.
Yep.
Why don't you talk about that for a second, because that's a really great strategy you got going.
Yeah, you've got to figure out a way, no matter what business you have, and both my businesses, my main businesses are that way. I'm in the current process of building 4 more, but they'll all be built the same way, and they're built so that I have other people working on where there's a system in place so that I don't have to be there. And the real estate company was probably one of the hardest challenges because I thought I had to do it all for sure there. But I have it systemized to a point to where Courtney, my main girl, she actually called me the other day and said, oh, yeah, we're doing this house. I want to know what you think or whatever. I said, cool. Well, the numbers work? And she said, well, yeah. And I said, okay. And, you know, she just did the house, did the deal, you know, and I love that.
Yeah.
Most of the time I don't even get the phone call. But that particular house happened to be a deal that I had talked to the seller about 2 months ago, and it was a no-go at the time. And she followed back up on it and had already signed it up and had a buyer, and it was already a done deal, you know. And for me, that makes me extra thousands of dollars, but I never have to deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
That's
well, it's nice
kind of
having
money.
Somebody follow up for you, too. That's always an area I fall down a little bit on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you got to work hard to get those things in place that all that stuff that you won't do, all that little bitty stuff that nags at you that you won't do, you've got to get somebody else doing that so that you're not having to worry about it in your life. I mean, you can. I know that if you remember when y'all were back here and in town, I'm probably the guy that takes the longest lunches you've ever seen.
I remember that. We had some 3-hour long lunches.
That's right. That's right.
Usually didn't start till pretty late too, at least for me.
Yeah, that's right. Usually about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I sit there till 4. I didn't care.
Yeah.
It was just the way I wanted to design my life, you know.
That's great. Now, one thing that, you know, I hear people talk about is, well, it's different here because we're out in California, and you know, things are pricier, and of course, we're different and unique from everybody. But you know, you got investors all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find any major differences in any areas of the country that people use these signs?
I don't really. I mean, California is actually, I think, our one of the places where it's about the third or fourth as far as we have people that buy bandit signs from us.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the states or whatever, and not to say that it's oversaturated. Don't take that in your mind, because there's really only a small percentage of investors that actually use bandit signs when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I don't see that many of them out.
Yeah, but that's one of the states that we sell a lot of folks bandit signs out there, so I know they work because we continually sell them out there. What changes is the type of technique you might have to use to take down a deal out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
You might have to figure out what technique it is that's going to work for what you're doing out there, you know.
Yeah, but it generates the calls.
But, it definitely generates the calls. And there's always a way to figure out the message to generate the calls for what you want.
Yeah, and that's what I found, too. It definitely gets generating the calls, and we've got some students that have – they were a little reluctant, actually, to use them. They didn't want to do it to start with, and they put them out there, and they came back to me a couple of days later, and they go, oh, this thing really works. I've been getting calls, you know. And so they started getting excited about it because it really does turn on the volume a lot better than mailers or pretty much anything else out there that I've found, at least. I think it does a much better job of turning on the calls.
Yeah.
So... now, one of the problems always is code enforcement. So what tips do you have for dealing with code enforcement, and maybe explain a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Code enforcement, I've actually, and if you listen to the Insider Secrets to Bandit Signs, I actually bought a house from code enforcement once.
Oh, we did too.
Yeah. It's wild. You know, you get out there and they're hassling you, but they're just people too.
Yeah, absolutely. People in trouble.
That's it. But the real trick is simply just use a voicemail set up on your bandit signs and then forward that to your cell phone. I use a company called RingCentral.com. There's others called FreedomVoice.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll want to use a local number, those Outpool 800 numbers, if anybody's wondering that. But you set up a voicemail, and then that way you can shut it off or whatever, or have it go to voicemail or whatever. But those voicemails they're not traceable. I mean, they're from an outside company, and they're not traceable. And the truth of the matter is there's no sign jail or anything that they're going to put you in. I mean, worst case scenario, they write you a ticket. And I've never been personally fined. I only know of three investors that have been fined, and two of them. Y'all were one of them, yep. And the other two. And how many signs were y'all putting out a week? You know,
400 a week. So
400 a week. How many houses were y'all buying back then?
Well, 10, 15 a month. So
that's
it was
right.
Worth it.
Yeah.
It was just the cost of doing business. We paid like $300.
$300, and you were getting probably what $70,000, $80,000 in down payments a month.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's,
I mean, not even 1% of your money went to a fine.
And
so
that was a one-time deal too.
Yeah, it was a one-time deal, exactly. So if you analyze that over a year or 2 years or whatever, I mean, I'm way ahead of the curve since I've never been fined.
Yeah.
But there's a distinct deal. Everybody's worried that, like, every now and then code enforcement will call people, you got to come pick these signs up. In fact, I had some signs out here in an area that I don't normally do about 30 days ago. A friend of mine wanted to buy a house out in a complete other area, so I went and had some signs put out there. And I got called from code enforcement. They called me up and they said, well, you know, you have these signs out here. I said, oh, well, I'll call the marketing company and tell them that they shouldn't have put them out there. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And it takes all their sting away, because now they can't be angry at you. And then they go, well, I mean, you need to get them to come out here and move them. Well, I'm not going to drive all the way out there to pick them back up.
Yeah.
And what was crazy is at that particular time, I only put out like 12 signs. And I got two houses out of those 12 signs.
Oh.
So, I mean.
And one of them worked for your friend?
Yeah, actually, I turned it down. But one of the houses I ended up turning down wasn't a deal that I was interested in. The other one I'm still working on, and we'll probably get it done. The lady's not, she's not moved yet. She's fixing to take a job, transfer to Louisiana.
So once
she takes that, then we'll get moving on it. But that's the... So, I mean, it's just a matter of what you think. But I mean, for me, you go out there and you're helping folks and you're buying houses, and you know, if you were to even get a ticket, big deal. I mean, have you ever had a speeding ticket? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just part
I've
of.
I've had more than my share of those.
I've had more than my share too, and so.
Yeah.
So I don't much worry about code enforcement so much anymore. I mean, I used to think, oh my gosh, what happens? But they don't really mess with you.
No, I guess the other thing that people don't like is actually going out and putting them out there. So
okay.
I know you don't ever do that hardly, and we didn't either. We couldn't put out that volume with what we were doing. We hired a guy. So why don't you talk a little bit about hiring somebody to do that for you and what you kind of have to do to make sure
okay.
they're doing a good job and not cheating you.
Okay. The number one thing is there's two ways to do it. You can hire somebody and pay them about nowadays you should spend about $1.50 a sign to put them together and put them out there. If they're on wood stakes, on metal stakes, you could probably get away with $1.25. Because they're a little bit easier to throw together and put in. But if you're going to hire somebody to put them out there, then you either got to find somebody you trust and you know the signs are going out there, and then you're going to follow up on the route. In other words, you follow up on the route that they went and kind of know, you know, you point a little map out and say, hey, put them in this area, whatever. You might want to take them out the first time and go with them and show them, you know, kind of where to put them, all that kind of stuff. Now, on the Insider Secrets Using Bandit Signs on the front of our website, there's also a no-nonsense marketing for real estate investors. But on the Insider Secrets Using Bandit Signs, that audio, it tells you where to put them and how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're out, you can get that first person going. Or the other way is to find somebody that you trust and pay them an hourly rate, you know, $12 an hour or something, to drive the car, and then have them take a sort of a lackey person with them, a high school student or something like that, to jump out and put them out. They'll want to do this starting typically in most cities at about, anytime after 3 o'clock on Fridays. But they drive around and put them out, and so the person you trust is getting $12 an hour or so, you know, extra income, and then the lackey person might be making anywhere from $6 to $8 an hour to jump out and put them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're spending $20 an hour, and they'll typically be able to get all 25 signs out an hour pretty easily.
Yeah.
As long as the area is not too spread out. Then the third way, and I just recently found out about this, there is actually a company now out there that claims to be able to do it. There's four ways to do it. I'll tell you a fourth way too. There's actually a company out there. Now, I have not used them yet or whatever. I'm supposed to talk to them, but they're called signbandits.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they actually will have your signs put out for you nationwide. Now, the minimum they'll do is 100 at a time, and I'm not sure what they're charging, but, I mean, it's worth it to get the system in place just to have them done. You know what I'm saying? You have to get a system to get these done consistently. The other deal is... When you're doing it, the other way is to you could find those guys that put up the builder signs,
mm-hmm.
and you could give them some of your signs and have your signs put up along theirs. You just tell them that you find one of them and you say, hey, you know, when you go out this weekend, I'll pay you $50. Believe it or not, those guys only get paid like 50 cents a sign or something. It's really cheap. But I'll pay you $50 and put these in your truck. And while you're going out putting yours out, about 50 feet before the builder sign, would you put mine out and have them stick one in the ground there? And that's another way you can get them done too.
Yeah.
And give them 100 signs and pay them $50, and they'll throw them out while they're doing their other work.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. And so those are the ways to do it. But you definitely – and then there's always just – which is what we do now. You know, it's me and my employees and people that work for me, I just have them keep – currently about, anywhere from, you know, a dozen or so signs in the trunks of their car. And when they're out and about, I have them replace any that they see, you know, and just keep signs out in a certain area all the time.
So you don't have to do them all at 3 in the morning?
That's right, exactly. Jump out, broad daylight, doesn't matter, just keep them out.
Yeah.
That was the reason why I switched those smaller signs. They're not as ostentatious, so to speak. And it just seemed, I mean, I've literally had these signs where, you know how the city will come along and mow the grass?
Right.
They will come along and mow the grass, pick these signs up with the metal stakes, and then put them back in the ground.
No kidding.
They can't do that with the wood stakes because they don't have a hammer to hammer them back in the ground.
Yeah.
But with the metal stakes, they'll put them back in the ground after they mowed the grass.
That's
funny. Freaking amazing.
Yeah.
So that may be the reason why a lot of them last a little bit longer, you know?
Right.
Because when they're mowing, they pull them up so they don't hit them, and then they turn around and they just leave them there, you know? They don't have a way to put them back in the ground.
That's pretty funny.
It's real funny, isn't it? So
I actually had an investor call me one time and says, your sign fell over on this street here. You want to go do it? It's like, oh, God, I'm not driving all the way over there to deal with one sign. But people do the weirdest things.
Yeah.
With these signs. It's too funny. So I've actually, I want to talk a little bit about the actual signs we used and get your recommendations here. So I was going to, for people, there's a bunch of people on the website. There's some on the phone, too, but there's a bunch on that are calling in through the web. But if you could go over to banditsignsecrets.com.
Okay.
There's some of the signs that we've used very effectively and some that I saw that you had on your site that I thought would work pretty well. And so I wanted to kind of talk through using signs and testing and then having things pre-printed versus, kind of writing on them.
Okay.
Those are very different techniques.
Absolutely.
And so why don't you kind of give us an overview of your thoughts on those issues and we'll kind of jump into these signs itself. So banditsignsecrets.com.
I'm here. Okay.
Okay. And so what do you think about, the handwriting it in versus the pre-printed? Do you get a major difference there? So you got avoid foreclosure right there, where I would hand write in my phone number. We buy houses, or the owner financing, we'd be writing in some things. And then it's kind of got a funny-looking font there. You know, it's not the all standardized font. So why don't you talk through the psychology of this?
Okay, absolutely. And again, to reiterate some of this, it's on that Insider Secrets to using bandit signs, a lot of what I'm saying.
Okay.
But, but some of it, take what I'm saying now, too. So, but the avoid foreclosure sign, first off on that one, or first off on any pre-printed signs or any printed signs, period, to buy houses and get a message out there for a business. In my opinion, I believe that you're better off putting a printed phone number there. And the reason why is because people that are in trouble want to deal with a professional company that can get something very quick done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're low on funds and you're just getting started, hey, by all means, handwrite your phone number in there to get started. Buy the blank sign and go. And after you get your first deal, buy you some printed ones. But for the most part, it's like a buck a phone number or something to put them in there. It's just not worth not doing it, And if you're buying them, I think, in packages of 100, I think it's free anyway.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't cost any more to get your phone number on there.
And it's readable.
And it's readable. That's exactly right. That's the huge thing right there. And so if you're buying them to buy, if you're getting them to buy houses, whatever format that is, then you definitely want the printed sign with a printed phone number.
It's kind of a more professional look.
More professional look. When you're selling houses, you want the handwritten look. People like to deal with a homeowner when they're going to buy a house. They think it's going to be a deal that way. And so we get a lot of calls, especially from that orange and blue sign down there, that owner finance, no banks must sell.
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
That's right. I know that I turned y'all onto that one.
Exactly.
back in the day, and that sign pulls. It pulls like crazy. And people call, and you put the down payment on there, your phone rings off the hook, and you just put it out everywhere, and then you screen them to go. And then you have directionals going towards the house. In the directionals, if you'll notice, our directionals are completely different than other companies' directionals. If you go to Home Depot or those guys, they leave you a little bitty white space at the bottom of the sign to try to write in, and there's not enough room there. we purposely designed our directional so an investor had plenty of room to write in the address and all that kind of stuff. You always, if you want, for your listeners, have them tell them that when they want to sell a house, write the words "must sell" on it. Those two words drive traffic more than any other two words I've ever seen. And so we do that. That blue and white sign that says owner financing, now that sign I actually use, and I put it in the front yard of my houses along with a regular owner financing sign. And the reason why lends sort of a credibility to the house selling. My voicemail script for that, I have a voicemail script that I use, but I sell everything with owner financing. For those listeners that want to listen to that voicemail, they can dial 214-764-4119, and we can do it, and they can send an email to banditsigns.com, and we can get you a copy of that script, so you don't have to sit there and keep trying to call it over and over to write it down if you decide you like that script. It's 214-764-4119. But I put that phone number on that blue and white owner financing sign, and what that does, I have a script on there that tells them about the program, but it's a dead-end voicemail. I don't use it to keep calls. At the same time, I have my owner financing sign in that same yard, that yellow and black one, or a sign similar to it, in the same yard, and I have my phone number there that's a direct cell phone number. So that way, if somebody calls that number, I know they're in front of the house. And typically, my phone number for buying the house, for in front of the house, isn't on anything else. It's only on that owner financing sign in front of the house.
So that's going to be the live phone that you know somebody's got money and wanting to give it to you right then.
That's right. Or they're standing in front of the house, and I want to get them inside the house so that they can take a look at it and want to buy it.
So you drop everything and rush over there and open the door, right?
No.
Why don't you tell your technique there, Dave? I know you don't.
I actually typically leave the back door of my house open. I've never had anything stolen, and I've done that with houses all the way up in the $450,000 range.
This is a starter house over here, of course.
it's a little bit different over here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful house in your area. It's just gorgeous. So go ahead.
Yeah, what's that? Probably a $2 million house in your area.
In some parts, yeah.
I leave the back door open, and so when somebody calls, I turn around and tell them that the back door's open. Run there, take a look. My guy, he's running around that area. He'll be back by there in a minute, so don't lock that door and lock him out. He'll be mad at me if you do. Run there and take a look. If you're interested in it, call me back.
Yeah.
And that's my close, and I let them go look.
They go in, show themselves around, and let themselves back out the door, and if they're hot, they're going to give you a call. And if you don't get a call back, do you call them, or what do you do?
Occasionally we will. We'll follow up and see if they were interested at all or whatever, had any questions, especially if I find it with somebody that did have a down payment and money already.
Yeah.
Or somebody that we've already sent there from the orange and blue sign and sent there to the house. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So they kind of pre-qualified a little bit.
Yep.
Ready to go.
Another good technique to do, too, because as the housing market is slowing, there's one other thing that you can do, and that's instead of just a straight owner finance, no banks, must sell, move you in today, what you do is you can turn around and make up a whole bunch of signs based on just, you know, custom signs, but make them based on just one house.
Mm-hmm.
And put those signs out all around the area of the house every weekend until it sells and drive the traffic to the house that way instead of taking all the calls. Because right now, as the market slows, instead of getting owner financing calls out everywhere, you may have to target sometimes some specific houses.
Yeah. Now, one thing that we did, typically most investors put their signs out Friday night because they're looking to drive the traffic that weekend, and code enforcement's generally not around as much. But we actually played around, and we ended up putting signs out through the week, and we were able to drive traffic that way as well, too. So
yeah,
it doesn't matter quite as much which night it goes out. It can. These are useful anytime you need to drive traffic. is what we've found. So
yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's kind of what my take on it is right now. You know, with the smaller signs, I put them out and keep them out during the week and everything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep the calls coming in a steady flow.
Yeah, and that is critical. I guess if they're a part-time investor and they're working during the week, they may want to target Friday night.
Yeah.
They may be gone by Sunday, so they don't have to worry about it. And one thing that I also noticed is we typically would get, if we put out signs on Friday night, we would get a lot of calls Saturday. It would drop off considerably Sunday. And then Monday we'd get a lot of calls on the We
Yep.
Buy Houses type signs.
Yep.
And I've thought about that for a while, and I think it's because these people are kind of in a negative, distressed mode, and the weekend's fun, so they're going out and having fun. And then when Monday comes, they're at work anyhow, and they're not happy about work, so they'll deal with their problems, and they'll call me about their
Yeah.
house that's giving them a problem.
Interesting.
So I did get a number of calls on Monday that almost equaled Saturdays.
Yeah, my calls typically come in on Monday to Wednesday on signs. That's where most of them come in. But the other thing is the calls that came in on Saturday or Sunday were typically more motivated
Yeah.
than the ones that come in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now, the reason why some folks, my guess was, at least my thought was the reason why they waited until Monday and Tuesday, is they believed you were a business. And so you probably weren't there but 9 to 5.
Well, that could be, too.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows what their mindset is? But I know they write that number down, and they'll call you.
Yeah, and I did also notice, and this was a key thing, and we should talk about testing here, because you got a lot of great signs here, and the key thing, and you definitely emphasized this with me, and I picked up on it, was you got to continually test. So you put one sign out, and then you maybe change the color, or you change the wording a little bit, and you test it. You know, is one sign pull better than the other? And over time, we were able to essentially double our response rate and actually get better quality houses by changing our signs just slightly. It was subtle. And one key thing for us was I kept having people call me and tell me, I know you don't want my house because it's in good condition. And for us, those are the ones that we were really trying to get, and not the ugly rehabs that you need to do a bunch of work to. We wanted to get the better houses. And so we ended up putting one up, I think it was John Buys Pretty Houses or something like that, and our response rate went through the roof.
It does. When you can do that, when you add your name to it, it goes up tremendously.
Yeah, we had a great response to that. And
yeah.
So anybody that's doing any of these signs, you know, pick a sign that you think is going to work, and maybe see one of these top signs here and test the yellow one and then the blue one right next to it. And which one are you getting more calls on? Well, then take that one and then test, you know, maybe changing the color a little bit or, you know, just making slight changes to it.
Oh, yeah, just test.
Your return on investment goes way
yeah,
up.
You test a message change the next month or whatever and find out which message pulls, you know. I've done that for years, and until I get to what I'm satisfied with, it just keeps me pulling steady.
Yeah.
I mean, the current sign that I use is it's not the ones you have up there. I use one. It's called Sell Your House in 48 Hours or Less. And that's the sign that I use to buy houses right now.
Yeah, and for some reason I didn't find that one when we were putting this site together.
Well, somebody,
you know, people go, if you go down to the bottom, there's the banditsigns.com kind of banner there. If you click on that, it should bring you over into Dave's website.
Directly in there? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it should bring you directly in. And what will we look under? On the left-hand side, you've got...
let's look under...
Real estate investing. So it's left-hand side, real estate investing. Click on there. And tick, 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 tick.
Let me look for it, too.
Okay. It just popped up.
The blue and white one says, sell your house in 48 hours or less. We pay cash for houses, any condition, any situation.
Okay, that's 119-18.
Yep, that's it right there. That's the sign I use.
I was using a red, white, and blue version of that. You're not selling that one anymore?
No, they probably still have it. It's probably a little more being it's a two-color.
Yeah.
But they can still do that one. Yeah, I had a red, white, and blue version of it. It pulled like crazy.
It pulled like crazy. I have actually got one. I keep one in the office here, and I use it as my prop when we're teaching classes. And I start talking about bandit signs.
Yeah, that one, it pulled like crazy. I use a smaller version of that one now, an 8-inch by 18 version of it. And I can't say, if I'm honest, I can't say it quite pulls as good as that red and blue one, but it pulls steady, and I keep the signs out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that red and blue one, man, that thing pulls like gangbusters. So, yeah, they can definitely order it in red and blue. What they can do is, you know what, I'll have them put that one up there tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know what? They may be able to add the color on that one. Let me look in there. Let me click it and see here. I let all the web people and everybody handle all this stuff in here.
Yeah.
I don't much deal in this kind of stuff. But if they wanted to and they went in there and placed the order for it, they could place the order for it. And, you can put your phone number in red. It says right here. And so you can have your phone number in red. And they could put in the notes in their order that they would like the red and blue version, and they'll print it that way. And so it'll...
If you had a graphic of that, I'd love to put that on our website as well.
Okay. I'll get them to get that to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be great. Now, you'd mentioned a number of products that you have on here that people can go to. Where would I find those on here right now?
You go to Informational Software.
Where is that?
I think that's where I'm clicking it right to make sure. Nope. You go to free audio downloads.
So underneath everything on the left, down a little ways. Free audio downloads. Great.
Yep. And they can download right there. And they can download all those audios right there. And actually, tomorrow there will be another new audio or two up there. And I'm fixing to release a video called, it's going to be called, how to use bandit signs to build a competition-free business and make $100K a year or more for the rest of your life.
Okay.
And so that's fiction to be released here pretty quick. It's based off of a seminar I did. I charged $129 for it locally here, and we had about 40 people at the seminar, just kind of, it was pretty full for the little room we had.
Yeah.
And it sold out real quick, and I did the little seminar. And so what I'm going back and doing is I'm recording from that seminar, but I'm going to do some one-on-one video with me, and I'm going to put it up on the web. But it's the information from that seminar.
Oh, awesome.
So that should be up. That should probably be up by early next week, Tuesday or Wednesday next week, for those that want to check back for that too. But there'll be a brand new audio up tomorrow night that should help you in business. And there's other things we do too. I mean, we do... In fact, you know what? I'm going to offer to all your people that go through and click through your banner and order from your thing, if they order an order of at least 100 bandit signs or more, okay, John?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make them an offer. They put in the notes free card magnetics, free pair of card magnetics.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
We didn't discuss this beforehand. This wasn't free range. This is great, Dave.
Yeah. So for the National Club, for y'all National Club of Real Estate Investors, I'm gonna anybody that places an order of 100 more. Now I'm gonna cap this though. They got to do it in say the next 72 hours. You know, through your site.
Okay.
And they get a free pair of car magnetics, and for any order like that. Okay. And heck, remember that unemployable T-shirt?
Yeah.
And one of those unemployable T-shirts.
Awesome.
So tell them, they'll have to put it in the notes, though. There'll be a notes section when they're placing the order. And just say, David promised on a teleseminar we get a free pair of card medics and a free T-shirt with our order of 100. And they put that in there, and then they'll verify it with me, and I'll let them know up front because I know for sure I'll forget about this. I'll try to remember to tell them tomorrow, but what will happen is somebody will do it, they'll call me, and I'll say, yes, all those people that place the order through the web on that thing, they get that. And so they'll include that in your order, okay?
Now, is that 100 of the same type of sign here? So
typically it is, yeah. Typically it's 100 of the same type of sign. I mean, they can order other types of signs, but yes.
You need 100 of one type to make it the volume work for you.
Yeah, and you can, of course, you're going to need some directional and things like that anyway to make things go, but you're just about, you're kidding yourself anyway if you only buy 25 signs, especially if you're starting out.
Yeah.
Because you know as well as I do, if you're just starting out, you know how it's a little bit different. You put out 25, like nowadays I put out 25 signs, 35 signs, something like that on a weekend, and we keep them out. But if I get 3 or 4 calls a week, you know, because of experience, I'm probably going to buy one, if not two, of those houses. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If they're a deal. I mean, if there's a deal in there, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, when you're not quite as experienced, you got to get that call volume up, and you may have to talk to 10 people to get one or two deals.
Well, and there's another issue, too, is pretty much everybody in the area knows that if they've got a house to sell, pretty much any weekend they can be driving around and see one of your signs.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're pretty well known in there. And for somebody that's new, just starting out in an area, especially you're in an area that it's kind of rural. There's a lot of noise here. I mean, there is so much noise with so much advertising and everything else going on that 100 signs, unless you're really getting into the outback, can disappear into the landscape and not be seen as much as seen out there. So you really do have to pick up 100. You need to just start the volume. You got to start to prime the pump, really, is what you're doing.
Yep. Yeah, to get it rolling, to make it happen.
Yeah.
And then after a little bit, you know, depending on where you're at, you can go down to 25 a week. But I mean, if you really wanted to go, about 100 a week is about where you need to be. And if you really want to go, I guess they can do what y'all did, huh?
Yeah, well, they'd better start with 100 a week.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Because I have to tell you, we had a group, and sometimes at 400, it got insane.
Yeah.
Trying to juggle.
To manage it all.
Yeah. It did get quite crazy at times. So,
yeah.
I mean, and that's where, you know, you really learn that systems are critical, because when you drop houses that you were supposed to go pick up and make $50,000 on and you forgot about them.
Yeah.
Or we actually had houses that we bought and we forgot about for a couple of weeks, and I would say, whatever happened to, you know, Orange Street? And they'd say, what do you mean? And we just really forgot about the house.
Yep.
So that's where systems just became so critical to make sure everything's flowing. So you don't want to get too crazy.
When I first got into this business, I didn't have any systems in place, and I would collect money from people, and if their money wasn't there at the first of the month, then I'd drive to their house because I didn't care. I'd just go collect the money. And I'd collect money, and then I'd pay all my payments and stuff. Well, a lot of times I'd look down at my car, and 6 months later I'd have like 3 or 4 money orders of, you know, 1,000 here, 1,500 here. I'd be like, you know, it'd be like Christmas in July. I'd be like, wow, where'd that come from? I'd forgotten to deposit the bank because I had no system.
Well, it's a good thing you had money orders, because, boy, those were regular checks.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have gotten far with them.
Yeah, and so it was crazy. I'll make that deal. They put that in there, they'll get that free stuff. But so, man, let's talk a second for your other thing you've got going on. You got that niches to riches thing.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that real quick, man. That looks like a pretty good deal. I'm looking at this right now.
Well, it's a program we put together. As you know, we're part of a National Club of Real Estate Investors, and so we got a lot of investors that come through. And, you know, some of them are struggling. And, you know, I went through the same thing where I was really struggling to find my, you know, my space when I first got going. And what is the right niche? And you go and you hear, you know, somebody present something, whether it's buying subject to or doing a lease option or doing a rehab or whatever it is, and you go, man, that sounds so good. And you jump into it, and maybe you find out that that's really not the thing for you, because you actually need good credit for that particular niche, or it's a very time-intensive thing or something that makes it not appropriate for what you want to do. So what we ended up doing was developing a program here that just took, you know, say 10, 12 real popular niches that are rock solid and explore them. You know, we bring them out to investors, let them know the pros and cons of each one, and help them identify which ones would be a good one for them to follow based on their credit, their time, their money, so they can not waste thousands of dollars and months or years of chasing a rainbow that's not going to work for them, and maybe even drop out altogether because they get frustrated. So we just got right into, how can we help them find their niche? And so right now we've updated it because, the market's changed so dramatically with Texas is a little depressed anyhow when I was doing stuff back there, but now in California, it's getting depressed. There's a lot of short sales, a lot of activities. We're doing a lot of auctions, REOs. So the market here is getting really good, but investors that came in 2000 don't know what to do with it because everything was appreciating, and they don't know how to, deal with REOs or deal with these other areas, deal with the auctions. I mean, we need to do our evaluations, say if it's a rehab, and factor in 1% to 2% depreciation a month.
Yeah.
So if you're holding a property for 6 or 8 months and you didn't factor that in, that could cut your margins pretty good.
Now, did you say factoring depreciation 1% to 2% a month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. A little different, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
So,
our market's going down, but it's not going down that fast.
Yeah. Well, and
wow.
And 1% on a $100,000 house, 1% on a $400,000 house, you're starting to really lose money there.
Yep.
So it is 1% to 2% a month, depending on which area folks are in. I mean, we've got about 18 months ago, I guess almost going on 2 years ago, I sold a house for $575. It's the one we lived in. It just resold as an REO at $375. So some pretty dramatic losses, and I'm sure it'd go lower. That was actually 3 months ago, so I'm sure it'd go lower now. I'm seeing some houses almost 50% of what they were 2 years ago. And we're now starting to see cash flow properties in California, which I guarantee we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Niches was just designed to help investors kind of figure out what would work for them.
Now, so you're going to
– go ahead.
Yeah, because you're going to get me a recording of this call as well too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'll put that up on Beta Times as well. But I am when you do, are you going to offer – I want you to offer my people something, my people that are out there in California getting mad fast from us that download this thing. I want you to offer my people something for – attending that Niches for Riches.
All right. That's good. So you can work me over here. Okay.
I'm treating your people right. Treat mine right.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll tell you what. If they go to our website, let's see, back on.
Well, they can go directly to the banditsignsecrets.com, right?
Yeah, they can go there, and they can click on I think there's a boot camp link or something up there.
Yeah, it says our boot camp team.
Okay. And so if you click on that, we do have the Niches to Riches, which, let's see, I'll have to follow through this. So the very top one, click for details. And so that one is, actually normally $299. We're going to do it at $147. But so anybody on the call, including any of your people, will do a special promotion where they can bring two people for free. So they sign up for $147, they can bring two friends or, strangers on the street or whatever,
Oh, wow. But that's a heck of a deal, man.
Yeah.
How long is this? How long is this class?
The class is a day. It's February 23rd, so it's a full day.
Full day class, okay.
Yeah.
So if they bring two friends, they could either treat two friends really well or they could split it with them and get it for basically $50 a friend.
Yeah, and that includes the manual, and we do.
Wow.
We even do a little one-on-one consultation with them for about 45 minutes or an hour to kind of talk through what type of niche might work for them afterwards.
Okay.
Some of them are ones that we have training for, and others we don't do anything with, but we try and direct them. So maybe they decide to do vacant and abandoned. So we suggest that they go look up, the expert in that area. Because there's, as you know, there's a lot of people out there teaching stuff. Some of it's good and some of it's not. So it's just a way to kind of really help direct folks to the people out there that can really help them boost their career. And that's really what we're about. And I know that's what you're about, too, because I mean, you spent an incredible amount of time really one-on-one with us in helping to mentor my partner and I when we were out there doing that.
There's one of the things, too, real quick, on davidalexander.com, there's a banner at the very bottom of it. And I'm doing something that your listeners might be interested in. I don't know. I'm actually going to tell them the nitty gritty of when I got started. Because I mean, a lot of people are scared when they first get started. They're like, oh my gosh.
And I'm I was.
And I'm gonna go back through what I remember getting started and what I was thinking. And when I got started, I was able to create 1.1 million in notes in my first year in business. And so I'm gonna go back through that and tell the people how to do that. So if they want to click on that banner, that'll take them to learn that story, where I tell all the nitty gritty details about that. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Not just the good stuff.
Showing a check for $10,000 or $40,000 and not talking about, it took you 3 months to get there or something.
Yeah, or the 8,000 in mistakes you made during the process.
That's great. So David Alexander, I just popped that in there, but in case they don't know how to spell it, DavidAlexander.com.
Yep.
DavidAlexander.com. Now, is there a link also from Bandit Signs to this one? So if
from Bandit Signs. Yeah, in fact, I didn't even think about that. From BanditSigns.com. Let me see here. Let me go
somewhere on there. There's a link.
At the very bottom, it says it's a simple decision.
Okay.
At the very bottom of the web, it says it's a simple decision, and that's a link to it as well.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, I'll have to figure out a way. I don't even think I've got a little section for anybody that you got that wants to get in on this deal.
Don't worry about it.
I'll put a note in there or something so we get it to you. And anybody else on the call that listens to it too. So that would be great.
Yeah, they'll call you. If they register for the 147, they know they can bring two people for free, so they'll get you squared.
Yeah, they just need to give a call into the office and we'll get them.
Yeah. Whatever, they'll get that worked out. That's cool, man. So you got anything else for me tonight?
I think that's it, except that you're planning on coming out and visiting with us. Let's see, was it March? I think at our meeting in March 25th, if I recall right, you're going to come and speak at the club.
Yeah, and I'm going to come out there, and I'm actually going to talk to them about, getting going to real estate and automating the real estate business and a little technique I have called Sub-3.
I have never really told anybody about that technique out here. So it's totally, totally new territory. And it's an awesome technique, but, you put it together, and I didn't feel right about really spreading the word. So,
well, I'm gonna talk about it out there when I'm out there, and it's one of those. I mean, I'm sure John. It's one of those techniques that people say there's nothing new under the sun, and then all of a sudden there is, huh?
That's absolutely it. So you always got to look for the unique twist, and there's always changes. I mean, there's always new things going on. So I think that probably pretty well does it here then. We'll have you out on the 25th, and I sure appreciate you taking the time because, it's 10:30 out there, so I know you want to get with your family.
Well, man, I appreciate you having me on the call, and I appreciate everybody on the call, and thank you for hanging with us tonight, and I hope you good success. With everything going down in California, that's actually a good thing. So there's money to be made. So we all get out there and make your money.
Yeah, there's tremendous, tremendous opportunities here right now. So I've been waiting for it. So now the time is right over here again.
Yeah, awesome.
It's like the SNL crisis. We got that opportunity again. And I was too young the first time around to really understand what was going on, but I'm sure not going to miss the boat this time.
That's right. Well, man, I appreciate it, and I'll shout at you probably the next day or so if you would to get a link for that audio so I can get it up on my side. Okay.
Well, take care of it. Thanks, Dave. Have a good
evening. Thank you, sir. Okay, bye.